everybody, and welcome to another edition of Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, the Rhino, and today we're going to be talking about March Madness, and I'm so excited to be able to break this down for you guys again, because it's coming up soon. We're in March, so you're probably already thinking like, wow, Rhino, why are we talking about March Madness again? Well, it's because March Madness is back in it. It is back with us. And we have to be ready for it. Because March Madness is here for March. And there's a lot of things that we need to break down when it comes to March Madness. There's a lot of different aspects of March Madness that need to be addressed and need to be talked about. So, first off, I just want to say thank you all so much for listening, downloading, and resubscribing and subscribing and constantly telling your friends and family about this. I'm so excited to be able to share this podcast with you guys each and every day. So, March Madness, what is it about? There are four different zones of March Madness. You got the Midwest zone, which is like Chicago, like Wisconsin, like Illinois, Indiana, all the way down to like Kansas and Oklahoma and like Missouri. Like the Midwest is kind of central United States. That is where that chunk of teams resides. Kansas usually dominates that side of the bracket. Kansas has always had a solid basketball franchise. So, keep that in mind when you're looking at the brackets. So, everybody talks about the brackets. The brackets are what it's all about when it comes to March Madness. There are so many different brackets, and everybody is trying to look for the best probabilities and the best advantages to beat the system. There are always upsets when it comes to March Madness, because the name of the game when it comes to March Madness, like we said in the rough draft of this, is who will win and who is going home. Because you have one game to prove to the teams, to the other people, that you belong in this tournament. And some teams get bounced out. I've seen one seeds get bounced out by a 16 seed. I've seen 13 seeds knock off 4 seeds. There are some teams that just don't play the level of competitions, or they just don't want it enough. And it's important to find what you want from a team. Because each and every team is coming into this with a dominant performance that wants what's best for each of the teams and how they built their teams to dominate. Fans love March Madness because it's anyone's ball game. There is a vast amount of parity between the 1 seed and the 16 seed. But because there's only 5 players that play in a basketball game, you just don't know who's going to be there and who's not going to be there. And you got to be paying attention to each and every one of those teams, how the ball drops, and how each and every one of those teams play. There are always teams to be on the lookout for. Two of the teams I wanted to highlight in this one is Kansas, as well as keep an eye on North Carolina. Kansas and North Carolina have vast experiences with March Madness. And what that means is they know how to win in March Madness. They know how to get the shots up. They know who the teams are that they need to beat to be the best. They know how to play March Madness basketball because their coach has been there. That is a key factor on why fans love March Madness. You know, there was this recent story that came out about fans storming the court against Duke. You know, that's what March Madness is. Because it's anybody's ball game. Anybody can come out of the East. Anybody can come out of the South. Anybody can come out of the North. And anybody can come out of the West. You never know which teams are going to be in the Final Four. But each and every year they end up with a Final Four. And that Final Four turns out to be the best teams for that conference. And it's always crucial to know who is going to be in it at the end. But the best part about March Madness is seeing the journey along the way. And I wanted to go back to brackets. Now, if you're like me, I enjoy making 4 to 7 brackets. So every year when the bracket finally gets released, I create 4 to 7 different scenarios of March Madness. That's the funnest part to me about March Madness, is creating those brackets, because it's up to you and what you believe on each of the teams. Some people have tried to do the, like, well, I flip a coin. Some people pick based on the mascots and based on what creature would win in a battle. That's always a fun way to pick too. So I always try to find a few different ways I'd pick and then see which one of my brackets goes the furthest. So I'll do like 5 to 6 of them. And then that 7th bracket will be the actual bracket. And that one will actually be who won this game, who won that game. And it makes it so much more fun seeing all these different teams as they begin to make their surges. Like, no one predicted. There was only a few people who predicted George Mason was going to be in the Final Four. Nobody predicted that so-and-so Vanderbilt was able to knock off a 4 seed. Nobody predicted that Virginia Commonwealth was going to beat whoever the 4 seed was back then. There's always teams that'll come out of the woodworks that you weren't expecting it. But it goes back to, some teams just have the heart and the will and determination to win those games. I still remember the UNLV Rebels of the 80s and 90s who dominated the NBA, or dominated NCAA for a minute there. You know, each of these teams, and that's why some people call them a Cinderella story. Cinderella stories are always these, like, they finally get their chance at the big dance. They finally get their shot to prove to the other teams that they belong with the big dogs in March Madness. So that is a big thing I wanted to break down to each and every one of you, is the brackets. The brackets are what all March Madness is about. If you don't have a bracket, you don't have the reason for why fandom is with March Madness. March Madness is about rooting for your team, obviously. But it's also about picking those brackets, because it's so cool seeing, oh my gosh, I picked this, and then St. Peter's Peacocks comes out of nowhere and just dominates. It is always that way when it comes to March Madness. And it's always fascinating seeing the teams that come out big and the teams that don't come out big. And remember that each of those zones, there's going to be a team that has to come out of it. There's going to be 4 teams at the end. And then there's going to be 2. And those 2 are going to go for the NCAA Men's Championship and the NCAA Women's Championship. Be careful and keep an eye on those. But mainly focus on your brackets, because that's what everybody's after. So that'll do it for me tonight. Thank you all so much for listening. Subscribe and resubscribe. Tell your friends about the podcast. I'm very excited to continue to give this podcast to each and every one of you. Each and every one of you brings a different input to this podcast, and it makes me more and more excited to share this podcast with you. Feel free to give me feedback and give me commentary on what I need to give you more information on. Why? Maybe you want more information on the draft. Maybe you want to know more about baseball coming up soon. I'm all ears for all the greatest stuff, but There's also fantasy sports right around the corner, and I know the NBA Finals is coming up here soon. So thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.